With KZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. The Monterey Peninsula is getting its first shelter specifically for single homeless women and families with children, including single fathers. According to the most recent homeless census, 35% of those without a place to call home are women, and 25% are families in Monterey County. But that census was a year ago, and after months of COVID-19, that number is expected to grow. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Teresa Henderson crochets soap sacks for the homeless. Each contains a bar of soap, and they double as a washcloth. She hopes the soap sacks reassure the receiver they are not forgotten.
You know, like, hey, there are people out there that still care, that still, you know, we might not see them or talk to them every day, but there are people that still care.
Her gift holds a connection to her past. Henderson used to be homeless herself. She says 30 years ago, she escaped an abusive relationship.
I was trying to make a plan for a while, but it's hard. I saved $56 in 3 years, and that's what I left with, $56. And we got on the Greyhound bus.
Henderson arrived in San Francisco with a backpack of clothes and a 2.5-year-old baby in her arms. It was a scary time.
Your mind is like going a million miles an hour, and it's so scattered because you don't know where you're going.
Henderson's past is one many are living today. Domestic violence and poverty are two of the biggest factors in women becoming homeless, according to those behind the Monterey Peninsula's new shelter. And once they are homeless, safety and having enough to eat are the biggest challenges.
There's never a good time to be homeless on the street. And especially during a pandemic, I think it's a little more frightening right now.
Robin McCray is CEO of Community Human Services. The nonprofit is opening the new shelter for single women and families with children in partnership with the nonprofit Gathering for Women. State funding made it possible. The shelter is located in a county building on the corner of Olympia and Noche Buena in Seaside. Noche Buena means good night in Spanish, which inspired the shelter's name, Casa de Noche Buena. But the shelter won't just be a safe place to sleep. The goal is to find permanent housing.
So we'll start on the first day talking to them about housing and where they'll be when they leave the shelter.
The shelter is scheduled to open within the next month, but opening in a pandemic is difficult. McCray says they were expecting to serve between 30 to 38 people. To maintain social distancing, capacity will be reduced to about half until the COVID-19 vaccine is widely used. But at the same time, this shelter feels more needed than ever. McCray says more people are seeking services, afraid they'll become homeless.
It's been since March already that some people have been out of work. You can only suspend your rent or your mortgage payments for so long before legal action is taken. So I think that we need to be prepared for people to start becoming homeless and be prepared to help them.
For Thomas Muir, Casa de Noche Buena will be one more resource to let people know about.
Last year, when all of this was getting planned, I had a couple of women, younger women, that both passed earlier in the year that were living on the streets that would have benefited from this. I feel like it would have made a big difference in their lives.
Muir is based out of the ER at Community Hospital of the Monterey Peninsula. He's part of a collaborative team with Monterey Police and Social Services that works directly with homeless people to help get them the resources they need. But he says more resources are needed. When you're trying to survive each day, Muir says it's extremely difficult to work towards stability. He hopes Casa de Noche Buena will save lives.
There's a lot to be said for having that reassurance that you have a bed to sleep in, that you don't have to worry about moving your items around, that your kids are going to be safe.
After experiencing homelessness with a baby, Teresa Henderson, who we met in the beginning of this story, was able to change her life. She got into low-income housing, went back to school, and got a job in a hospital. Today, she lives in Seaside. She would love to volunteer at Casa de Noche Buena and spread a message of hope.
If I can show them that, hey, it might look bad now, but if you keep up the hard work and you want to do better, great things can come.
And now there's a shelter for single women and families with the promise of a Noche Buena and the chance for a new start. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.